Brilliant. Thank you for that wonderful reading. Well, happy Easter. Happy Easter. It's a brilliantly beautiful, sunny day to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And it's an absolute delight for me to be with you here. This, as you've already heard, this is my first Easter in the diocese. And so brilliant to be in Retford and to be here at St. Saviour's. And welcome particularly to those of you that are watching this online, as well as those of you that are here in the church. Shall we pray together before we just reflect on God's word a little bit this morning? Thank you, Lord, for the reality of the resurrection. And we pray that we might meet the risen Lord Jesus Christ afresh this day, that Holy Spirit, you would pour your presence out upon our lives, whether we're here in the church building, whether we're at home watching online, may we know that touch of the presence of the risen Lord Jesus Christ, and in whose name we pray. Amen. Amen. Luke 24, verses 5 and 6, that we've just had brilliantly read to us. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He is risen. Today is Easter Day, the day where we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And I don't know about you, but after the year that we've had, we could do with a little bit of joy and a little bit of celebration in our lives. Now, one of the ways that we celebrate Easter, wait for it, is we eat chocolate. Now, I am sure I've got three children, and they, when I left the house this morning, they were looking forward to eating a little bit of chocolate today. I'm sure many of you watching at home online might have already snaffled a little bit of chocolate. Not sure about the people here in church today. I don't know whether you have a favorite chocolate Easter treat, but I absolutely love Cadbury's mini eggs. I absolutely love Cadbury's mini eggs. And again, apologies to those of you that are at home. If you've got some mini eggs at home, you might want to go and find them. But those of you that are in church, suitably sanitized, under most of the chairs, you will find a little mini egg Easter treat. They're not quite under all of them, but they're on under most of them. So if you want to grab your little box that's under your chair, I didn't quite bring enough for everybody. My apologies. But now you're not allowed to open them yet, okay? So I don't know whether you've ever noticed, but Cadbury's mini eggs only come in four colours. I was a little bit surprised to learn that. Now, no cheating. Does anybody know what those four colours are? And if you're at home, you can put it in the Zoom chat or something, and somebody at the desk at the back might be able to shout out. But what are the four colours of Cadbury's mini eggs? Do you know? Pink, yes, pink is one. No blue. Yellow is another one. Purple is another one. White is the fourth one. Well done. Purple, pink, white, and yellow. Now, in an attempt to give a little bit of spiritual significance to the eating of chocolate, it turns out that those four colours are a brilliant and really helpful way of remembering the Easter story. So, we're going to start with purple. Now, what do you think purple might represent in the Easter story? Yes, at the back. A bishop's shirt. Yes, purple is a bishop's shirt. You're absolutely right. I don't know whether it's got anything. Well, it maybe have a little bit to do with Easter. What do we think purple might signify? Somebody's put king on Zoom. Yeah, there's something about that. Right. Yeah, there's something about royalty and kings. What about particularly around the Easter story? Where else does purple appear? Sorry? Yeah, purple robes. Lent appears in purple. What does it signify there? Okay, so purple, if you'll allow me, I'm using purple to represent sorrow and suffering at Easter, the sacrificial nature of purple. And of course, the king ultimately has to sacrifice himself. So there's a link there to sacrifice as well. Purple, the first message of Easter, Jesus understands our sorrow and our suffering. As you've already heard, this is my first Easter in my new role. And our family, as a result, have moved. We used to live in London. We've moved up to Nottinghamshire. We're getting used to the city and the county and a whole load of new experiences. And we've particularly enjoyed getting out and about when we've been allowed to. The northern parts of the diocese, definitely the most beautiful parts of the diocese, would you not agree? So Clumber Park, Sherwood Forest. I obviously had to go there given my title and the number of really unhelpful jokes and sort of comments that I got from my friends and family, all the Robin Hood jokes that I had to endure when this role was first announced. But as well as enjoying some parts of the county, I've also made one or two errors along the way. One of the ways that we've tried to stay fit as a family during lockdown is to go out on occasional cycle rides. And one weekend last term, when we were still living in Southall in temporary accommodation before the house in Nottingham was ready, and I decided one weekend that we would cycle from Southall to Oxton and back. And that looked like a really straightforward loop on Google Maps. Not too long, not too tricky. Well, what I hadn't done, of course, was to check out the terrain. I hadn't realised that we would have to cycle up Oxton Hill, and not just once, but twice the way the loop took us around. I don't know whether you know Oxton Hill, but it's a surprisingly big hill. It keeps going on and on. You go around the bend and you've still got another stretch to go. I was not at all popular with my family. My teenage children were not impressed. And this year has been challenging in all sorts of ways. We've had lots of hills that we've had to climb. People have mourned the loss of loved ones. We've grieved the interruption to our usual patterns of life. Many of us have struggled with our mental and emotional health. We've had to deal with isolation, with loneliness, craving a hug or a touch of someone else. And in amongst all that, some of us have thrived. But others of us have found it really difficult to sustain hope. We found it really difficult to hold on to our faith in Jesus Christ. And yet the message of Easter is that God understands our sorrow and our suffering. In the Garden of Gethsemane at the beginning of Holy Week, Jesus is described as anxious, troubled, distressed. His soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. There's something that Jesus senses about the enormity of what he's going to have to go through, the enormity of the hill that he's going to have to climb, that all that he will go through on behalf of us all. Jesus, in his very human nature, understands our sorrow and our suffering. So we're not alone. So that's the first little Easter theme, purple. If you've got a purple egg in your box, or if you've got a purple egg at home, you're allowed to eat it. We've done purple. So do open your eggs if you'd like to. The second colour is pink, or if you'll allow me a little twist, pinky red. Any idea what that might represent in Easter week? What does red often represent? Come on, I'm sure we can manage this one. Blood, yeah, the shedding of Jesus's blood. The pink or the pinky red reminds us that Jesus saves us. To sustain hope, if we're going to sustain this Christian faith, we have to remember that we can't save ourselves. It's very easy in the Christian life to drift into thinking that sustaining Christian faith comes down to us, that we have to try harder or be better or dig deeper. Easter week reminds us that it's Christ alone who's able to bear in his body the sins of the whole world. It's only Jesus that can ultimately save us. Jesus, this man who has done nothing wrong, according to the criminal crucified beside him. And it's Christ's death on a cross that makes our salvation possible. That means we can find forgiveness and freedom, that we no longer need to feel shame. Back to that family cycle ride for a moment. Now, I'm reasonably fit, but I'm not a regular cyclist. I don't have one of those really trendy road bikes that I see around me all the time as I drive around the county. I did get most of the way up Oxton Hill. I tried pretty hard. I had two teenage boys. I was desperate to prove I could get to the top of this hill. But at one point, I realized that I just couldn't keep going. My legs were exhausted, and I had to admit defeat short of the summit. Now, spiritually, that's exactly what we need to do. It's actually okay to get off the bike. It's okay to admit that we're exhausted, to recognize that we ourselves in our own strength can't make it to the top of the spiritual hill. The truth is, we can't save ourselves. It's only Jesus that saves us, and we have to put our trust in him. So that's the second Easter theme. Jesus saves us. That's the pink egg. If you've got a pink egg, either here or at home, feel free to eat it. I'm going to start eating them myself in a minute if nobody else is going to join me here. The third egg, third color, white. The white mini egg. What does white speak of, do you think? Purity? Anything else? Light, yes, light. Forgiveness, new beginnings, fresh starts. That's what I'd like to link it to. The dazzling clothes that the angelic-like figures at the tomb, who Luke tells us that were wearing when the women met them on that first Easter day. White is a reminder of resurrection and a reminder that Jesus's resurrection changes everything. When those three women came to the tomb to anoint Jesus's body with spices, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, Joanna, what they discovered was that the crucified body of Christ, the one who bore our sins on the cross, the one who'd breathed his last, was no longer in the tomb. We've got this image, haven't we, of the stone rolled away, the empty tomb. And to the amazement of the women, instead, who they met were two angelic figures. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. The Son of Man must be delivered. Remember what he told you. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. This message of Easter Day, Jesus is not dead. He's alive. And as a result, everything changes, not just in our lives, but in the life of the world as well. Why? Well, because we can be certain that suffering and death, so much of what we've experienced over the last year, suffering and death don't have the last word. My final egg, yellow. What does yellow speak of at this time of year? Spring, daffodils, sunshine, warmth, beautiful light, new life. Yellow reminds us that Jesus makes all things new. Luke tells us that the women bowed down in fright. They were still uncertain. And there's nothing wrong with that. We may well have had moments over this last year where we've been uncertain, where we've struggled. Maybe we've even been a little afraid at times. And yet this is the moment in history that transforms our experience of life and puts into perspective all that we experience and all the struggles that we face. And although COVID has gone on longer than we might have been expecting, Easter, there's signs this Easter that things are starting to improve. The fact that we're meeting together in church is a little sign of that. We're so grateful to the scientists who've come up with these amazing vaccines that are beginning to turn things around. And yet, vaccines don't deal with fear. Vaccines don't remove uncertainty. Vaccines don't help us to stand firm in the face of suffering. Vaccines don't bring true hope or salvation ultimately. Only the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead does that. It's the only event in history which destroys once and for all the power of sin and death, that has the capacity to make all things new. Because of the resurrection, sorrow and suffering don't have the last word. Death dies and hope lives. A new life in Christ is possible, and we are all invited into that this day and every day. It wasn't easy. I needed help, but I did eventually get to the top of Oxton Hill. And cycling down the other side, well, that was the fun bit. Momentum, energy, exhilaration, joy. And that is the reality of what life in Christ can be all about. Even in the midst of challenging and uncertain times, if we allow the risen Christ to empower us, to be with us, to shape us, and to mold us. And I pray that that might be, as well as some chocolate, and please do enjoy your chocolate this day, I pray that experience of the risen Christ at work in your life and my life might be what we experience on this Easter day. So have a very happy Easter. Enjoy the chocolate. Amen.